Black and Abdallah are back. This is Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago. On FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, and ESPN 1000.
It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Adam Abdallah is off tonight. Shade Norling from Cap'n Jay Hood. And Basketball U is here with me until 8 o'clock. Shade, go ahead.
Just what the hell's going on with J.J. McCarthy and this drafts team? You want to explain that to me? Can anybody... 312-332-3776. Genuinely curious. Somebody call up and explain to me what the hell is going on with all this J.J. McCarthy steam. Please. I'm begging someone. Make it make sense.
Shay Norling is here from Cap'n Jay Hood in the morning. You can listen to them 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Bleck. Go ahead, Shay.
You know, Chris, we were talking a little earlier about the general manager of the Bears. Looking for
Why are you just yelling?
Looking for an approval rating.
Why are you yelling? You spent all of crosstalk yelling at Waddle. Why?
Not yelling at him, just yelling.
But just
in
yelling.
His
why?
General direction.
Yeah,
I got
absolutely.
Caffeine in me. What do you want from me? It's
is
late.
That what it is? You're
I'm trying to stay up.
What time do you have to wake up tomorrow morning?
We're on
for
the
Cap'n
radio. God forbid we entertain some people. I have a little energy.
Is yelling your only form of entertainment?
No.
Okay.
I can
well,
do other
go.
Stuff.
Yeah, see, there it is. A little tempo.
But then, you know what I feel like I'm doing? I'm doing fresh air. Yeah, I used to fall asleep in the car with my dad. He'd be listening to fresh air.
I think
here we are on NPR.
I think Mark in Lincoln Park wants to ask you a question. Mark, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Mark.
Shay, I'm going to bring you back to your happy place. I need a restaurant recommendation over in East Lansing. I'm showing my senior the school over here. What do you recommend for a good bar restaurant?
Oh, like you're sending your senior to school there?
Well, he's in. Yeah, we're just checking out campuses.
Yeah, you should.
I've been recommended Hopcats, but what do you think?
Hopcats okay. It's
yeah.
Standard chain fare. It's
right.
Fine. It's good. The local.
What's great?
The local bleep holes, that's where I'd take them. Get them used to campus early. Go to, like, if Landshark is still there, you can go to Landshark. Rick's.
Okay.
Rick's is great. Get them used to some of the bars. Yeah. Take them around town.
And I'm getting you into your happy place, Shay. Come on. Stop yelling. Think
There's,
about the good old days.
There is no such
thing. You're only 26 years old.
I'm trying to remember the name. There's a Mexican place. I think it's on... Grand
yeah,
River.
I don't want to go to Mexico.
Taco Bell?
I'm fantastic. Not, yeah, no, it is not Taco
this,
Bell. There is a Taco Bell.
Like
you can take them to Mena's.
O'Malley's or something.
It's, well, it's like a sandwich joint called Mena's. You can take them to Mena's.
All right. Mena's. So, all right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. You know, he's a total athlete. That's why his stock's going up. What can I tell you?
All right. We got you down. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you. Bye.
We go to Derek in Northwest Indiana. You're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Derek.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I'm from Michigan. You know, a big J.J. McCarthy fan. I'm not, but he's a local guy, right? So he's from Chicago. All
yeah.
my friends from Chicago, you know, live in Chicago. I went to school around here. I've been saying that to my friends that the Bears should consider what is the delta between Williams and J.J. McCarthy, and is that worth it? In the draft picks, J.J. McCarthy has only ever won. Local kid, he's won all the time. He cares about the team. He cares about Chicago. And I think he fits in with the Midwest values compared to what Williams is going to do. And people have a bad vibes from Notre Dame, obviously, watching Williams.
All right.
Can I
answer?
I think the Bears. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Shay.
What's the delta between the two quarterbacks? How about 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns?
Yeah.
I think JJ's just a straight up winner, though. And he's a leader.
Right.
No, I'm
okay.
serious.
Yeah.
You put him in a situation where all he's got to do is win, right? All he's got to do is just not screw up. He doesn't have to be Superman. That's exactly what he's done all the time. I think it's worth it for all the other picks that you could get. If you were to trade down Washington, Washington wants him. They want their hometown kid. Trade down one, get extra picks, make your team better.
Derek,
do we ring the bell here?
Well, Derek, why don't you want Caleb Williams? I think that's the question we have to ask here.
Because how many of the number one picks bust? Okay, right? You know,
how many number five picks bust?
A lot of them, right? I mean, completely agree. I mean, you got Brock Purdy, last pick in the draft, and yet here he is. Right. He's leading, like, San Francisco. I'm just saying, think about the delta, and is it worth it?
Derek, can I just, like, so you wouldn't take J.J. McCarthy at one, but you would take him over Caleb Williams.
I would trade down to get him. I am actually surprised at how high he's gone up. I'm right with you guys.
I am too. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, man, they could probably get him with the 9 back when this all first started. They could get him with that 9 pick and they trade away the number 1. Now they're sitting here talking about him going up in the top 3-4. I mean, it's getting a little crazy. It's getting a little inflated. But that's kind of where I'm at, saying that you kind of got to entertain and look at that. You know, what is it worth? Is Caleb Williams worth hands down that much more than everybody else?
Yes.
I don't know. If everybody's saying it, go for it. I see him painting his fingernails and doing all kinds of things. It's not going to fit in with Chicago.
He's not going to fit in Chicago, Chris. You can't paint your nails.
Midwestern values in a J.J. McCarthy. Oh, boy, could I see that one coming a mile away.
You know how you spell Midwestern values there?
Yeah.
W-H-I-T.
Go ahead. Try the joke again.
Chris, do you know how you spell Midwestern values there?
How, Shay?
W-H-I-T-E.
Jeez. Yeah, Caleb Williams is the best player in this draft. J.J. McCarthy is not, and I'm not interested in his Midwestern values because I'm interested in winning football. That's what I would go with, the better quarterback. I think that's the key. You know, it took a while on that call to get to the painted fingernails. People are really bothered by this, which is something that I brought up over a year ago because I was watching USC football, and I noted that this was happening two seasons ago, and then it turned into not painting the nails, but then he wears decals, like nail decals, so it's not a paint job, it's like a sticker that he's putting on his nails. Did you know that sometimes it's not actually Here was my take on it the entire time. Do whatever you want, but if you're gonna talk trash with the fingernails, because sometimes what he would do is he would put
F-N-D.
ND or U for Utah, or you know, the whole thing. If you're going to talk trash on the fingernails, back it up with the game and don't lose. And that didn't happen at USC. That was my critique of it. Don't talk trash beforehand and not win the football game. That's what I had a problem with. If you just want to do it, I mean, go ahead. People do it. I don't, but people do.
I just don't understand the J.J. McCarthy deal, man.
Neither do I. And you know what it is? Is every year in the draft process, we get someone that flies up the draft boards, and they are a quarterback who has the look and perhaps maybe not the stats to go with it. And then on their pro day, they make one awesome throw. People are wowed by it. SportsCenter throws up the highlight 100 times. The J.J. McCarthy throw rolling to his left, firing it down the football field, was immediately on the Instagram page of SportsCenter. They were putting it out there immediately. It's the same exact thing that happened with Zach Wilson.
Yep.
The same exact thing.
Bingo.
Zach Wilson turned his hips on the run and let it fly 70 yards. It looked awesome in gym shorts. Every year, we seem to have this with a new quarterback who isn't actually as good as they are hyping up to be. And I wonder if some of that is teams trying to put that out there because they want Drake May to fall.
It's also not, like, I don't think J.J. McCarthy's a bad player. I don't think that I don't think he's necessarily going to be a bad quarterback. I just think as a prospect, you're comparing him to Caleb Williams or someone like Drake May. Well, I'm with you, dude. I cannot understand why Drake May's falling the way that he's falling. It's beyond me.
Yeah, and I think some of what you consume at this time of year, you always have to remind yourself, go back to the actual games.
Yeah.
And if you go back to the actual games, what Drake May did in his college career is worthy of being the second quarterback on the board. Now, if you want to have that healthy debate between Daniel and May and figure out who really is two and three at the position, I think that that's a fun football conversation we could have. But J.J. McCarthy is not one of the three best quarterbacks of this class. And I feel confident in saying that now, that I'm not going to regret that opinion 2 years from now, like J.J. McCarthy lit the world on fire and that everyone missed how great he is as a quarterback. I think he'll be good, but I don't think he's going to be better than Caleb Williams.
And you know what? If he is, God bless. Good for the people who thought it. Like, I just don't see it. And I think as an NFL team, like, your process needs to be, we're going to draft the best prospect, period. You can't get in the business of trying to look in the crystal ball and figure out who the best player is going to be. Nobody knows. But this is this whole thing, like, as fans, like people like you and I think we work ourselves into knots with this whole draft process. You start looking for excuses. You start looking for reasons not to take somebody. You start thinking about painted nails or crying on the sideline or Midwestern values, whatever it is. Like, you start thinking up these things. You work yourself into a knot, and then you watch the pro day, and you see Zach Wilson throw across his body 70 yards, and it jumps off the tape at you, and all of a sudden he's the number two pick in the draft. I think a lot of people think NFL teams are totally invincible to doing the same thing, but these front offices work themselves into the same brain pretzels that we all do going through this.
Dale in Woodridge, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dale?
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys. I've been reading, like, all the mock drafts and all these goofy stuff, and I think it's just to get clicks. No way is J.J. McCarthy going to go in the top five. I cannot see it. And if a GM takes him in the top five, just like who was the GM of the Jets, he should be fired. You know?
Because who took Zach Wilson?
Took Zach Wilson? I mean, look at that pick and look at the Jets now. Sure. Where they're at after Aaron Rodgers retires or gets hurt again.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of it is for clicks. They're want to get clicks, and I know some people up in Minnesota and on their stations, they have said that no way are they trading up to like three or even four to get J.J. McCarthy when they feel they could sit where they're at and maybe trade up to 7, 8, or 9 and not spend as much draft capital. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Dale. I appreciate it. I would say this. If J.J. McCarthy does go in the top five, that's only a win for the Bears because that means really good football players are going to be falling, and they will be available at 9 for the Bears to take.
Mike Tannenbaum said Marvin Harrison's going to be there.
That's not
I know,
real.
It's lunacy. But like,
Malik Nabers and or Roma Dunze might actually be there at 9 for you to just take to pair with your quarterback.
Are you starting to believe at all Malik Nabers is going to go ahead of Marvin?
No. I'm not, because like you just said about the mind pretzels and what people kind of look at, go back to the games. Marvin Harrison's the best wide receiver. He was the best player in college football last year with a terrible quarterback. I'm taking him one.
By the way,
terrible quarterback.
Fun fact. Why don't you go look at some numbers?
Yeah.
Kyle McCord and J.J. McCarthy statistically had the exact same season.
Oh.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
All right.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Shay Norling filling in for Adam Abdallah tonight here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. I love having conversations about the draft. And Ryan Poles has met the media in the last couple of days. And this idea around what the Bears are going to do with only having four picks, Shay. And the fact that Ryan Poles seems completely comfortable with possibly leaving this year's draft only using the four picks they currently has. I would be surprised if that's the case. But Poles is on the record. He said this week that, you know, they've selected 21 players up until this point in the first 2 years in the draft. Four more would make it 25. And they're looking at this class as necessarily looking at it as it's a down year in the draft. So he doesn't really need the sixth, seventh round picks later on.
Yeah, I don't really buy it. I think it's all a smokescreen. I think Ryan Poles has shown he's committed to his guys, like paying Jalen Johnson, and I think especially his draft picks. Look, man, he didn't address defensive tackle when he had an opportunity to do it in free agency. I think the reason, I kind of align with Yurko, who said this, he likes Jervon Dexter. He likes his guy in the middle of the defense, and he wants to see that guy grow. This is why when people start bringing up Ryan Poles is talking about the infrastructure and the offensive line and wide receiver and all this, I don't really buy that he's just going to like send off Braxton Jones and get Joe Alt. I think he really likes Braxton Jones. That's his dude. He's started almost every snap at left tackle in his career. I don't think that he's just going to put that guy in a raft and say, see ya. I don't buy the Joe Alt thing. I do think Ryan Poles is trading the ninth pick.
I could lean that way. And that's earlier in the week before Ryan Poles spoke and he said that he would be okay with only having four picks. I was leaning that way. I thought that the Bears are going to trade out of nine and address defensive edge or even wide receiver. I could see both. I 100% agree with you on the Joe Alt thing. I don't think that a tackle is the necessary play here. I wouldn't waste that ninth pick on that. I think the offensive line is good enough in developing, and you have enough bodies now that you should be okay. Like last year, the offensive line, if you fix the center position, actually did a pretty decent job. It was the center quarterback exchange that killed most of those plays. That's the concern. You put resources into that with free agency. So I'm okay not drafting a tackle in this year's draft. I just would be surprised if four were the selection, that they only take four players for a team that's still rebuilding, still trying to get back to a competitive level. I'd be surprised by that.
Well, and this is where, like, we talk about J.J. McCarthy, if he goes off the board at three or at four and the quarterbacks are the first four players taken in the draft, which I got to tell you, I also have a hard time believing. Unless general managers have suddenly decided to just be upfront and honest with everybody in the run-up to the draft, I don't know that that's what's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know that J.J. going off in the first four picks is a huge win for the Bears. I get that it gets you a better chance at getting one of Neighbors or Adunze at nine, but I think the better move is a team holds on to their pick, not trading up, maybe somebody like Denver, and you get to nine, and J.J.'s still there. And you can convince Denver to come up, what is it, three spots?
Yep, they're at 12.
They'll come up, get the ninth pick, get J.J. McCarthy. You drop to 12, get a bonus pick somewhere in this draft or next year, and all of a sudden you're holding on to like Jared Verse or somebody else at 12.
I think that
could be an actually bigger win than just playing the odds and rolling dice and hoping your guy falls to you at nine.
That entire range from 11 to 14 is the hot zone. Minnesota at 11, Denver at 12, Vegas at 13, the Saints at 14. The Saints have a quarterback. Is that their quarterback for the future? I don't know.
No, I know. No.
Right? So all four of those teams maybe could be convinced that if their guy starts to fall down the board, they're maybe willing to jump into the top 10 to get their quarterback for the future. If they really believe, if this smoke that's out there, Pelissero's out there on the NFL Network yesterday saying that some teams have McCarthy as their second best quarterback on the board, then maybe there is a team that's willing to move up. Maybe you're right with the ninth pick. And you move back only three or four spots, and you collect the end. You collect Verse. I heard your report on Jared Verse this morning on Cap and Jay Hood.
Head over heels.
Everything about him is enticing. Like I want that on the opposite side for Montez Sweat. That would be excellent for the Bears.
Exactly. And you put him on Oppo Sweat. You take the stress off of him to produce on his own. Like that's been Aiden Hutchinson catches a lot of flack, from me included, for a lack of production in Detroit. Yeah. A big part of that is because they drafted him as a rookie and asked him to be their premier elite pass rusher with nobody on the other side. If you're drafting Jared Verse and you're just asking him to get off solo blocks because Montez Sweat's eating up a lot of gravity on the other side and maybe Jervon Dexter pans out, or all of a sudden, like, you're getting a lot of one-on-one opportunities for a guy like Jared Verse, you're going to have success. Also, I do buy the JJ steam a little bit more than I ever bought Jaden Daniels going to. I think there's going to be a little bit of a come-to-Jesus moment when NFL teams look more over the tape, look more at some of the games, and realize Jaden Daniels is about 75 pounds soaking wet. We're not taking this guy with the second pick in the draft.
There are people raving about Jaden Daniels in his pro day today. He's got an email about Lewis Riddick.
Yeah.
Lewis Riddick thinks the Bears should consider Jaden Daniels one because he was at the pro day today, and he says that this is quarterback one, Jaden Daniels.
Hey,
Lewis Riddick just said that today.
Newsflash. Jaden Daniels in gym shorts can throw ball far. Fast receivers and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. can run under it without a DB on them. Oh, my God!
What can you do in gym shorts?
Who cares?
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.